This is the Texas Standard. I'm David Brown. He was a businessman who liked to brag about his success and about, quoting here, kissing every girl who comes within arm's reach. She was a Democrat who'd shattered many ceilings. She had real-world political experience and demanded that her opponent disclose his taxes. One other thing, they wouldn't shake hands. Political pundits have been going on and on about how this presidential election is unlike any election cycle they've ever seen before. But Margaret Justice has, and perhaps you too. Ms. Justice is a public relations professional based in Houston, but back in the late 80s and 90s, she was press aide to Ann Richards, a quick-witted state treasurer running for the highest office in Texas. Margaret, welcome to the Texas Standard.
Glad to be here.
Before last night's debate, the two candidates, I think we all noticed, didn't even shake hands. How does that compare with that other contest that you recall? I think they call it Clady versus the Lady or something along those lines.
You're right. You're exactly right. It was Clady versus the Lady. And, of course, Clady was referring to Clayton Williams, who is a West Texas oil tycoon, had never held public office, thought he would be the best candidate to run government like a business or business, as he used to call
business.
It. And he sailed right through his Republican primary, beating some very strong contenders. He used his personal fortune to do that and got a lot of publicity that way and didn't make many mistakes during the primary, except the one where he did like in bad weather to rape and said, just might as well relax and enjoy it. He did that around he was standing around a campfire with a bunch of reporters actually out in Alpine. But I'll never forget, I got a call from a female woman reporter, in fact, Nancy Holland. I forget, she was a Channel 11 reporter. She was one of the reporters standing around the campfire that night and said, would Treasurer Richards care to comment? Of course, Ann was not running against Clayton at that time. It was the primary. She was running against Jim Maddox, who was Attorney General then, and former Governor Mark White. As I recall, Treasurer Richards made it clear that following Monday morning at her campaign headquarters, we had many television cameras and the whole Capitol press surrounding her that morning. And she said, you know, apparently he doesn't understand that rape is a crime of violence. And that's a serious offense. And you don't joke about it.
Mm-hmm. But the interesting thing about the Clayton Williams situation was that, in a sense, he undid himself, right? I mean,
Oh, yeah, absolutely. He undid himself. And I think that's what Trump has done. I mean, Trump has done that. You know, it will be women will defeat Donald Trump. And I think that's exactly what happened with Clayton Williams. We had women in droves from Dallas County and Harris County, Republican independent women, come across for Ann. And the history books prove that as well.
So why didn't we see this coming? I mean, if Clady and the Lady if that was in a sense the prototype, the template for this kind of politicking, why was everyone caught unawares, do you think?
I think Hillary knew that, very much like Ann. She was a savvy, experienced politician running against a political neophyte. Trump, though, did have experience being in public light and having exposure, but he did not have experience of being a politician under a stark spotlight. And there's a difference. That's where you have to show your public records, such as your income tax. And of course, there's another comparison. Clayton Williams refused to release his income taxes.
Mm-hmm.
Ann Richards called on him to do that on a numerous occasion. And then at the 11th hour, the Friday night before the Tuesday election, Clayton Williams inserted his foot in his mouth when he said, oh, yeah, I remember one year when I didn't pay my income taxes. And that was in 1986. We had such a bad year in the oil patch. And we took that information immediately and turned it around and got it out across the state, showing that, sure, how many other years did he not pay income taxes? I paid my income taxes in 1986 was the button that we printed up that next morning and got lots of headlines with it.
Does that make you upset that, I mean, when you hear people say, we've never seen politics like this before? It sounds like you lived it.
It's so similar. It's really the day that Trump announced, I thought, wow, there's so many similar comparisons.
Just one other thing that I suppose I should ask, and that is that the media climate, if nothing else, has changed. And some people would say that the political climate has become more polarized.
Oh, I do think the polarization is so stark today in comparison to the late 80s and early 90s. And Texas is a great example of that. We had a lot more, you know, moderate Republicans who were able to get along with moderate Democrats. And I hope that with this election, we just get it over with. For God's sake, it just seems like it's just not going to end. We'll see some something come from the new Republican Party. And I hope that will mean an opportunity for more reaching across the aisle to get things done.
Margaret Justice is a public relations professional based in Houston who served as press secretary to Texas Governor Ann Richards from 1989 to 1994. Margaret, thanks very much for your time. We certainly do appreciate it.
I'm glad to be along. Thanks for having me.